Welcome to the Green Living Show. Whether you live in the Northeast, Southwest, Northwest, or anywhere else in the country, this is the place to learn about how to be healthier and save money. To be on the show, call us at 1-866-444-3478. Or just sit back and enjoy the chat. Here he is, your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show to be with me and talk about anything green or organic. Give me a buzz at 1-866-444-3478. She introduced me at a talk I gave this week at the Salesmanship Club. They're the bunch that puts on the Byron Nelson Golf Classic here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I was very impressed. They're fundraising activities for kids I've always known as admirable, but the school they have where they meet, I had never gotten a chance to visit, and I was very impressed with what they do and hope to do more with those people and help maybe with a little organic gardening there. Who knows? We have got a few things to catch up on, but wide open lines for you to jump on here. It's warm weather here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, finally. I'm sick of real winter. Those of you in the north, they're still frozen up. I'm sorry. We need to talk about getting going, though, getting the seed ordered if you haven't already. Get your planting ready. Get ready to start planting, moving some things around as soon as the weather does break. For those of you where it has gotten warmer, like here in Dallas-Fort Worth area, be a little bit careful running out there and starting to till and do a lot of digging and planting in the still wet soil. You'll do a lot of damage to the soil when you work it when it's still wet. When it's moist and most of the moisture is dried out, drained out, so forth, it's a perfect time to do a lot of things, transplanting, planting, getting new beds prepared, and all that sort of thing. We've got our cooking class coming up this next Saturday, so your time is just about out. There's a we got a good group already signed up, but I think there are a few seats left if you want to get in on it. It's going to be in the Farmers Market downtown Dallas. So for the people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if you're going to be in this area, Amanda Love, the Barefoot Cook, and I will be doing the class. She's doing the nutrition and cooking side of it. We're going to have a very nice lunch as part of the deal. There'll be a gift sack for you of samples of some of the products that I talk about a whole lot, a copy of one of my books, and the new Basic Organic program is going to be hot off the press for you. And membership to the Dirt Doctors ground crew is part of the deal. So if you want to join us, you can call this same number here, but later after the show's over and leave your name. Or you can go to that button, that purple button on dirtdoctor.com, and open it and sign up right there and email it in. The telephone number to be on the show or to call later on about coming to the class, though, is the same. It's 866-444-3478. I'm going to talk about planting. I'm going to talk primarily about food crops. I'm going to talk primarily about some vegetable kinds of things, bed preparation, some of the new toys, some of the new products that are on the market, some that aren't even on the market yet that are coming up. I'm going to give you kind of a teaser on that we're going to be helping bring to the market that'll help people trying to grow fruits and vegetables and things like that. But I'm going to talk quite a bit about planting or fixing trees that have been planted incorrectly. Fruit trees, bushes like pomegranate, anything that's in the fruit and woody edible plant category. I'll actually have some examples of some plants there, container-grown plants and bare-rooted plants and various kind of things, and show you the do's and don'ts, the bad and the good, the good, the bad, the ugly about that whole deal. No matter whether you have planted incorrectly or you're about to plant, or whatever the situation is, I'm going to have information that can help you. One of the things that we'll even talk about is if you've planted something fairly recently, and you've been listening to the chemical guys who don't know how to plant anything properly, you still have plenty of time to lift those plants out of the ground and do the removal of the bad potting soil and the knotted roots, hydrate the roots, spread them out, and get them planted so you'll be off and running to have good production from your plants this very first year. Getting the plants inoculated with mycorrhizae is one of the big deals. And we'll talk about all that kind of stuff, and we'll have examples of the products there to show you and a lot of hands-on stuff. And if you've got any specific questions about what you've tried in the past and what you're planning on trying, or, you know, examples of, you know, photographs or examples of plant tissue or anything else, I'll be helping everybody. It's going to be the size crowd where we're going to have be able to have a lot of hands-on kind of thing. I think at the most we're going to have, you know, 110 people or something like that. It's not going to be a huge crowd. Give you an opportunity to see some of this stuff that I talk about all the time, and I'd love to meet you anyway. So if you were thinking about it, you're about out of time. Jump on board. We talked in the first hour about health quite a bit, and there's some news that if we have time, I'll work in. In fact, one of them I want to do because I think I've failed to do it in the past. Monsanto voted worst corporation of 2010 again, beating out a host of corporate criminals. Monsanto gathered 38% of the vote to win the 2010 spot on in the Corporate Hall of Shame. From using aggressive legal tactics to intimidate and bankrupt local farmers to its reckless promotion of genetically modified organisms, the list of Monsanto's abuses is long, and the negative impacts to human rights and the environment are staggering. Add a 40-year track record of defiant production of dangerous and cancer-causing chemicals from Agent Orange and PCBs to Roundup and BGH, the growth hormone. We have ourselves a winner. But electing a winner is not enough. Thousands upon thousands agree Monsanto must change its practices. And that's from Corporate Accountability International just this past January. So congratulations to Monsanto. One of the things that is also in the news is that once again, the Monsanto Scotts family is coming out with a line of organic products. I don't know if this makes the fourth, fifth, sixth, or seventh time we've heard this announcement. And every time we go to the events that talk about products and everything, we go by and see what they've done. The first couple of attempts had problems. I don't whatever they do, I don't think it'll be successful, and I'll tell you why. It's what they've had to deal with in the past. The first thing that they have to deal with is that they're not smart enough to talk to somebody who knows what they're doing in organics. They apparently go and look at old books or talk to people who are in universities that somebody gave them a little bit of advice on, and they use that information to develop their products. What I've seen in the past from them, for example, is pesticides that contain pyrethrum and PBO, neither of which I recommend. So they're talking about putting an organic product, and they've done this, putting an organic product out there that the smart organic people put in the same category as Diaznon and Dursman, too toxic to use. Really not that effective either compared to some of the other things that we talk about. In fact, I'll give you a little tease about a tease I'm going to do at the cooking class, because some of you might not be able to make it to the class. In fact, a lot of you, I'm sure. Couldn't house all of you. But the other thing is that the public has the smarts to not trust a big chemical company that comes out with a line of organic products. They just don't trust that that's going to be a good, clean product. And we have proof. Ortho came out with a line of organic products 10 years ago, or whatever the timing was on it. And it was a fairly good-looking line of products. Thank goodness we weren't involved in it. I mean, they could have very easily come to us and bought a bunch of advertising. We could have been, you know, blamed for what happened in the thing. What happened was they ended up with one of their products contaminated with chemicals and did a lot of damage. The whole thing was an utter disaster, complete failure, and was taken off the market. And it's happened with other chemical companies who've tried to come out with a line of products. You, a lot of people say, how are you? Don't you want to get those guys into it? No, I don't, because they're not going to do it right. Need to deal with organic companies that really know what they're doing and will keep it clean and pure. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
Thrive by Alpha Biosystems is one of the most important products that I talk about, and the reason is it works so great. I use it with Garrett Juice to drench into the soil. It's especially good on any plantings that aren't doing as well as you would like for them to. It's good for herb gardens, vegetable gardens, all landscaping, potted plants, and even orchids. Go to alphabiosystems.com or give them a call at 888-265-7929 or check with your local retailer. Thrive should be there.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com or call 956-383-0739.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we got an open line for you at 866-444-3478. Finishing up on that, talking about chemical companies, Scotts and Monrovia, primarily, specifically anyway. During my talk to the salesmanship club, one of the things I do is I have a picture of Scotts Bonus S in my show when I'm talking about what you don't want to do. Before I go into the simple program that we recommend, and I talk about the fact that all of us on the radio say not to use this Scotts Bonus S, that it's the worst fertilizer you can possibly buy. And when I said that at this group, it was a big group, there were some groans, and even my host who invited me to speak. And then, of course, I followed it up by saying that when I said it'll kill your shrubs and trees is when the groan – you could tell the sigh and groan came a little bit. And then I followed that up by saying that it says so right on the bag, and everybody was like, oh, really? And it always surprises people a little bit, I think, that that's the case. On the bag of Scotts Bonus S, it tells you that it will kill your shrubs and trees. It tells you to keep it away from shrubs and trees. How do you do that on a residential property? On any normal residential property, the root systems of trees and shrubs cover the entire property. You know, many of them, the canopy covers the whole property, so there certainly shouldn't be any argument there. But even if the canopy doesn't cover the whole property, the root system of a tree in relatively healthy condition goes out 3 to 4 times wider than the drip line. So you got those tree roots all over the property. I had Aston Ritchie, the guy that's the mouthpiece, on the radio and television for Scotts Bonus S products, on the show one time. They called me without knowing who I was and asked if they could come on the show because he had come out with a new book. His publicist called, and I said, absolutely, come on. And I got him to admit that they have this 800 hotline, and they get a tremendous amount of calls about problems related to that, and they help everybody, So they must make so much money off of that concept they throw in everybody's mind that this is a weed and feed product, and it'll do everything that you need to do, and it's good, and it makes it easy for my life. they get so many people buying that, and there must be so much profit in that that they can cover all of the damage and the dead plants that they have to help pay for that come in from those complaint calls. It is amazing. It's one of the few things that the chemical radio guys and I totally agree on is that the product shouldn't be used. They don't say to not use it for the right reasons, but at least they say that the atrazine in it will kill your shrubs and trees, and that the chemical fertilizer and the herbicide in it aren't designed to go out at the same time. They do say those two things. They don't give it enough bad rap about the fact that nothing in it is good, but at least they're saying don't buy it and don't use it. And then the other thing, of course, that surprised the audience whenever they hear me talk about it for the first time, I follow all that conversation about Scott's Bonus S up with this. Guess what is still the leading fertilizer sold in the United States? It's amazing, isn't it? It just shows you what billions of dollars of advertising can do. One of these days there's going to be a really legitimate organic manufacturer that has that kind of advertising power, and you're going to see the tipping point really slammed to the ground when that happens. Maybe somebody out there that has got all the jillions of dollars it still gives to, bizarre things every year, these philanthropic things, will think that that's worth supporting at some point in time. We hope so. I need some help out of some of the listeners. A couple of things. One is doing a lot more speaking engagements, which I'm really enjoying doing. There's a lot of new stuff to talk about, and some of it relates to the consulting that we're doing, expanding across the United States relative to the natural organic warehouse, and some of it relates to just new toys, new products that we've got for sale and use here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and everything in between. But in doing more and more talks, we finally have had to accept the fact that we need to get into the real world of as far as technical stuff, and we need a digital projector. Anybody out there that's got a lot of expertise in that, I'm shopping right now. I've got some people that are good, supposedly going to get back with me right away, but we're going to be getting something for sure this week. And if anybody got any suggestions about that, I have a Mac laptop. I also have a PC, so we can do either one. But the Mac is what I use the most because I deal with so many photographs and so much artwork and that sort of thing. I use the Mac more than anything. So anybody can help with that, that'd be great. The other thing I was talking to Bob Webster about on his show this morning, he brought it up as a matter of fact. Bob, one of my organic cohorts in this business down in KTSA in San Antonio. But he said that he and I ought to start getting feedback from the listeners and readers about what floating row cover they had the best luck with. And the reason Bob brought it up was he's seen some problems with some that he's played around with and used in the past. His first thoughts about what's the best and what's not so good, I'll tell you about when we come back. And then if you can tell me what brand and what kind you used, that'll help us a lot. Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478. I'll be back after this.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit deerscram.com. That's deerscram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here with some very important pet information for you. Munster Natural cat food and dog foods all do one very special thing. Besides satisfying your pets, the Munster products improve the health of your pets. These products have more flaxseed, the richest source of omega-3 of any pet food out there, natural preservatives throughout the products, citric acid and rosemary extract, not just in the fats either. As with most dog foods all the way through the product, Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals, and the blend gives dogs and cats the most beautiful coats you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three different rations: the red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes, green bag for normally active dogs, and the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. The yellow bag is the chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or corn. By the way, my dogs like them all. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic ingredients and is found in the black bag.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which leach into our food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid non-stick pots and pans, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although non-stick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into your food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Stainless steel and glass mixing bowls are great too. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Alrighty, Howard, back with you. I just got an interesting email. We'll put this on dirtdoctor.com. It's one of the parts of dirtdoctor.com we haven't featured enough and used enough. It's the one that talks about job opportunities, both people looking for jobs and people looking to hire somebody. But somebody has emailed me that they have a 300-plus peach orchard, and they're looking for somebody to either take it over or to maintain it. We'll put that up on the website in that area. But those of you – I get questions from time to time, and I think people don't realize that there's some help in there. Plus, we just haven't featured it as much as we should, and we ought to do that because a lot of people are looking around right now trying to get into this industry as it grows and grows. So we'll get that for you. We've also got the next newsletter coming up is going to be something that I think those of you with trees will like to see. I noticed the other day I was answering a question for the Dallas Morning News, and I needed to add a link to the sick tree treatment because of the nature of the question. And I went into the website and noticed last time I had updated the sick tree treatment was 09. So I'm rewriting it, adding some of the newest techniques, and not a lot of change, but a few things that are even more efficient and more cost effective and work better and everything. And I'm adding all that, and we'll make that the next newsletter that comes out. In fact, that's already underway. It'll be coming out on Tuesday. And the newsletter, for those of you who don't get it, is weekly. It's free, and it covers one subject at a time. And all you have to do to get it is to send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. And we've got one following that. There was some just really, really stupid information. Well, it's been being given out for a long time, but I just noticed it again recently about sapsucker damage by somebody else. And I'm gonna do a newsletter, the next one, explaining why that is wrong and what is the right way to go. One of the people that talks about that situation continues to say that it doesn't do any damage to the tree. I've never quite figured out how drilling a bunch of holes in a tree doesn't hurt the tree. But anyway, we'll give you an update on the sapsucker damage. There is a way to prevent it, too. It's not just haphazard that the bird hits trees. One thing also that I need to tell you a little bit more about, we're getting a whole lot of calls because we've just rolled out the company and haven't even made that much of an issue out of it yet, but getting a lot of questions in as far as consulting on a commercial basis on this organic approach across the country, anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world for that matter. And related to that, this a company called the Natural Organic Warehouse that provides the products for the program recommendations. And it's my program. It's the thing that we've worked with a lot of people on refining over the years. It has become simpler and simpler and simpler. And it is something that, you know, we'd like to help you with, whether you're an arboretum or a botanical garden or a landscape contractor or a farmer, a rancher, a golf course superintendent, a golf course owner. Doesn't matter whether it's a program that's been in place a long time or it's a brand new project that is getting underway. That's what we've gotten into, and we'd love to talk to you about it. So you can contact us through the website. It's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. One thing I noticed that I wasn't smart enough to even put any information about Natural Organic Warehouse or now own Dirt Doctor. You have to go to its website, but we'll put a connection to Dirt Doctor so you can find it easily. But just go into directly to the website. The phone number is there for you, and you can contact us by email or phone, either one, and we'll talk to you about how things work. The point of the business is to provide consultation about what's the proper way to convert over or begin a new project with a 100% organic approach. And it makes sense financially. It not cost more than the chemical approach, which it doesn't. In fact, you'll save money. It really surprises people. And I think part of that surprise comes from the fact that, one, they've gone into garden centers that sell organic products, and they've looked at the price of an organic bag of fertilizer, and then they look over at the bag of nitrogen-only stuff or 3:1:2, 4:1:2 ratio stuff, you know, or some other cheap synthetic salt fertilizer, which they all are. They're all just salts, and that's why they're so damaging to the soil. But they see that organic bag of fertilizer costs more than the synthetic bag of fertilizer, and they compute that real quick in their head that, you know, I'll buy this many bags, blah, 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 it's going to cost more money. Well, it's not the point that you switch from these salt fertilizers that damage the soil and these toxic pesticides, this group of products used on this program this many times a year at this time. It's not that you just shift from that over to the same exact program, filling in the blanks with different products. That ain't what you do. If you do that, it won't work. It'll be a failure. It'll be a failure from an efficacy standpoint. It'll be a failure from a cost standpoint. It'll cost you way, way too much. And that's what some people try to teach folks to do. Let's just stop using these products and start using these products. It is not a product substitution to go organic. What it is to step back and accept the fact that what you've been doing is damaging the soil, damaging the air, and damaging the water. And it's not hyperbole. It does those things. The synthetic fertilizer volatilizes into the air. It's a significant part of air pollution. It's leachable. It's a soluble product, so it leaches through the soil or runs off and ends in the water system. Is probably at the most 10% of the synthetic fertilizer actually gets into the plant. Rest of it is wasted and an environmental problem. And what does get in the plant damages the plant. I mean, it's a bad deal all the way across. You say, well, Howard, how come they keep selling that stuff? How come? Well, it makes plants look good at the beginning. It greens up the plants fast. It makes them flower. It makes it look like they're working really well. The problem comes in long term. And you've heard it over and over. People say, well, that bed's worn out. We need to tear it all out and replace it and plant and put in new fresh stuff and start over. That's a conversation. That's a thought process that you never have with the organic program. When you put in compost and rock powders and sugars and organic fertilizers, the soil in that spot, in that bed, in that pot, in that farm, in that ranch, on that golf green, gets better and better and better forever with every application. That's where the great cost savings comes in. Not having to rebuild greens, not having to rebuild beds, not having to rebuild the farm situation. So that's what we're trying to get across. And the thing that we've done that's probably the most significant is that we've looked at a whole bunch of programs over the years. I've started out doing the product substitution. I didn't know better a long time ago when I first went organic, you know, in the late 80s. And then I finally started refining it, started experimenting, started looking at things, and started listening to other people that were doing similar things, who were listening to me and trying some other version, and we started collaborating. And lo and behold, the program that has fallen out now that we recommend is much simpler than anything that we ever recommended and anything anybody else is recommending. And we're getting dramatic feedback from people who are doing it all over the United States, which is great because we're seeing that it works in sandy soils, we're seeing it works in clay soils, and we're seeing it work in everything in between. Doesn't matter what the pH, what the NPK of the situation, the fertility is. That's one of the big things that you have to, as you're stepping back and realizing that you've been doing things wrong, you have to accept that pH and NPK of fertilizers is irrelevant or virtually irrelevant. There's a few situations where you can use it as a guide to help you get the proper trace minerals into the plant. It has nothing to do with whether it's a high or low number. A high or low number just affects whether the trace minerals are getting into the plant or not. That's all. It's just an indicator thing. And the NPK really throws people for a loop because it's been taught in the universities for so long. And it's been accepted by so many people for so long that you have to have a certain amount of nitrogen and phosphorus and potassium when you put out a fertilizer for it to be successful. And it all started from work of a German by the name of Justus von Liebig. And people will invoke his name when they talk about it, that the plant can't tell the difference between a synthetic and a organic form of the nutrient. You've heard it thrown out inanely many, 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 many times. It's nonsense. The plant can tell the difference. Plus the fact Justus von Liebig recanted the whole thing on his deathbed or just before that time and admitted that there was a whole lot more important than NPK, that carbon was of great importance in the trace minerals and all that. That never gets talked about. It's documented very well, but it never gets talked about when people defend their old way of recommending fertilizers is have these real high numbers of NPK. Some people even recommend nitrogen-only fertilizers, which is the biggest disaster of all. Nothing will do more damage to your soil and your plant roots than that. Nothing. Well, yeah, it will. Agent Orange, if you dumped it all over your lawn, would do more damage, and that's about it. So what we do is try to teach people a completely different philosophy, a completely different way to approach it. We're not trying to put out NPK. We're not trying to change the pH. We're trying to stimulate life in the soil, biological activity. And we do that with very, very low levels of NPK. And when I come back, I'll tell you exactly why that's easy to understand. We'll talk about NPK and this organic approach more when I come back. Telephone number if you want to call in, 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. DirtDoctor.com is the website, and the NaturalOrganicWarehouse.com the other one.
Hello, gardening friends. I'm John Dromgoole. I'm glad to have this opportunity to talk to you about Ladybug Natural Brand Organic Gardening Products. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced gardener, you'll find it's easy to garden organically with my products. After 35 years of organic gardening, I custom designed the Ladybug line to help Texas gardeners achieve great, consistent results. My John's Recipe liquid fertilizer includes a hydrolyzed fish emulsion, seaweed, Medina soil activator, humic acid, and molasses. I'm proud to say this is truly a fantastic fertilizer for your organic garden. You'll love the results, and 1 gallon makes 128 gallons of ready-to-use. Our all-purpose organic fertilizer, the Ladybug 824, covers more area than any other and has more nitrogen, too. Want more flowers for your roses, perennials, fruit trees, and vegetables? Use Ladybug Flower Power. Ladybug Natural Brand products are only available at your independent garden centers all over Texas. For a store near you, go to ladybugbrand.com.
Good sleep is an important part of your health. Savvy Rest has developed a healthy, comfortable bed made of natural, organic materials. Savvy Rest is committed to purity, natural, non-toxic, certified, and independently tested materials. Comfort. Every Savvy Rest organic mattress is customized and valued. Savvy Rest will long outlast a conventional mattress. For a store in your area, go to SavvyRest.com or go to the Green Living Store on DirtDoctor.com to order a cost-effective, quality bed for healthier sleep today.
Zeolite is a very important amendment in my soil building recommendations, and there's a specific product I recommend. It's called Zeotech. They also have Kitty Crystals, the best cat litter in the world, Critter Crystals for other small pets, Zequine for the horse stalls, Zeobrite for the pool filter, and Turfate is what we use for bed preparation and potting soil. For information, go to zeotech.corp or check with your local nursery, feed store, and hardware store and ask for specifically Zeotech Zeolite.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
For tough yard work, rely on the brand trusted by homeowners and professionals alike, Steel. When you're looking for a quality chainsaw, you can't go wrong with the number one selling brand of chainsaws in the world. Steel is legendary for designing powerful and hardworking chainsaws. With many sizes to choose from, we have one that will fit your needs. Visit your local Steel dealer today to check out our full selection. Prices start at just $179.99. For fall cleanup jobs, check out the full line of lightweight and dependable Steel handheld blowers. Ideal for cleaning the yard, deck, driveway, and sidewalk. Steel blowers can make quick work of leaves and other debris. Prices start at an affordable $149.99. Check out the wide selection of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. Affordable Steel outdoor power equipment is only available at your servicing Steel dealer. Visit your local dealer today or find one at steeldealers.com. That's STIHLdealers.com. All prices are CDC VME SRP, available at participating dealers.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I have a recommendation. It's a recommendation that may seem out of the ordinary for an organic gardening guy, but not really. Health is my subject, and hearing is a very important part of your health. Affordable Hearing is my recommendation. They have offices in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford, and they'll even meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that will help your schedule. They have a hearing helpline that you can use anytime or use it to set an appointment. It's 800-521-1592. Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff will give you a free hearing test and let you take one of their high-quality hearing aids home, believe it or not. Just try it out for a week. There's no charge or obligation. It's Affordable Hearing. It's 800-521-1592. Had trouble with other hearing aids in the past? Well, that's even more reason to call Affordable Hearing. 800-521-1592.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
All right, Howard, back with you. One last time is last time I'll get to tell you. Well, I'm tomorrow on the show. We got 3 hours of the Sunday show. I'll tell you more about it one more time, I guess. But the cooking class is next Saturday. And if you want to join us, just go to dirtdoctor.com and click on that purple button over there on the left, and it'll tell you all about it. Back to this MPK situation, the people that will argue that you need a certain amount of MPK for plants to do well and all that. Think about this. The forest grows trees pretty well, doesn't it? Very well, as a matter of fact. The prairie grows tall prairie grasses very, very well, and did for a long time before anybody was out there in either one of those situations. What's the fertilizer for those two areas? The fertilizer is compost. Compost from the leaves and from the grass blades that fall and decay and turn into humus and go into the soil and provide trace minerals and feed the plant for the next season. Those plants do as well as any plants around. That MPK in both situations of that compost formed is no greater than 1:1:1, probably not even that. And I tell people that a lot. If you consider going out and doing the same thing yourself, it's not just that nature can do it and we can't. We could have a fertility program where we did nothing but go out and put down a half inch or so of decent compost once a year, and that's all we did. We did nothing but that. you'd have beautiful flowers, you'd have beautiful ground cover, you'd have beautiful trees and all kinds of plants. Would it, when you first started, it'd take a while to, you know, get that natural cross-section of healthy soil going and healthy biological activity in the area of the roots, the mycorrhizae growing on the roots of the plants. But it would finally happen. That's the one time when the people that tell you that an organic program is slow and you have to be patient are correct. The rest of the time, they're wrong. There's nothing slow about it at all if you know how to do a program that works, and that's what we've developed with this high sugar application on the front end and then these 30-day applications, and it varies from project to project depending on what it is and what the budget is and all that kind of thing, but more or less 30-day applications of a Garrett juice mixture, whether it's your own or a commercial one or some kind of similar thing, and some of my colleagues around the United States are using, they're all using Garrett juice, but some of them don't put vinegar in it, which is a mistake because vinegar, I'm trying to get them all to do that because vinegar is such a powerful thing. But the program is using a vinegar, Garrett juice type of mixture with a biological product in it. And there's several good ones out there. The one that supports the show and helps us and we work with all the time is the one that you hear all the time called Thrive. And that's the program. That's it overall. Now, there's some other things you can do. We've got a great new product we can use that is a natural clay product that can provide just this enormous array of trace minerals, better than anything I've ever run into. We've got some new pest control products. We've got a neem product now that is, oh, gosh, it's probably 10 times more efficient, effective, more better efficacy in dealing with diseases and insects and any neem product on the market. It's brand new. We've got a new product that's been introduced to us that we're looking into handling that's an orange oil product that has a little bit, about 10% boric acid in it. And it's got some capabilities that are just amazing. I'm going to be showing a lot of those products at the cooking class next Saturday that we do together, and we're going to be talking about when they're going to be. In other words, I'm going to be showing products that aren't necessarily even available yet, but that are coming up. Some of them are and some of them aren't. And the people there will be kind of getting the pre-show experience about what they're all about and can start thinking about it, using it on their own programs as soon as we're able to get it into the marketplace. Another thing we're looking at is some new potting soils and bed preparation mixtures where the materials are already mixed. And you don't have to go buy five or six or eight different amendments, mix them all together, put them out in different packages, figure out how much of this one, how much of that one, and figure out the math of the thing and go that route. They'll already be mixed for you, cost effective, and you can get them out and get going with your new program. So we'll continue to hammer away on all this. It's getting better and better, simpler and simpler, and the net result is that it works better and it saves money, especially from a water savings standpoint. And then again on the cover, on the floating row cover, I was down at Boggy Creek down in Gauze. Boggy Creek Farm is in Austin, a wonderful community organic garden down there, been around a long time, and they sell produce right out of the garden. And it's worth going to if you're ever in Austin, for sure. But they also have a larger growing operation in Gauze, Texas, and went to see them, Pamela. The grower and one of the owners, Larry Butler, was with us there and had a great tour. And the way they manage their floating row cover, I was very impressed with, because they use floating row cover over beds and they hold down the edges with a plastic bag of sand. And I'll tell you more about it next time, because I'm out of time for this week. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. See you later.